I'm a bus ticket.
How are you?
Hey, I'm Kirk Young. This is the music category. We listen to three things. We listen to the arrangement as performed, meaning your performance of it today, not what someone else did yesterday or will do tomorrow, but your stuff. The suitability of it to the barbershop style. It's a good barbershop, it's a bad barbershop. And we look at your artistry and musicality of bringing that song and arrangement to life. So that's what we listen to. I know it's horribly boring. So how do you feel? How do you feel? Good?
Yeah, I feel great about it. By the way, guys, I haven't had a chance to already just tell you that I feel great about today. We're above from last year. Musically, yes, I think there are things. We worked a lot on singing alignment.
One of my first questions for you is, how long have you been singing like this? Spread out.
2 months.
Two months. Okay. But it comes with its own set of difficulties, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now I'm a high school music teacher, high school chorus director, high school. That's what I do a lot. And part of this setup here is what I want to talk about with you a little bit, and talk with you just a bit about musically how this structure is a benefit and can be a little difficult sometimes about how you put it in place for your time. Don't be bashful, coming in. Don't be bashful. All right. So, is there anything specific you want to talk about? Something you've been working. What were your goals for today? Is there anything? I mean,
the best you could.
So, is there anything you want to discuss specifically?
Why were you so low, much lower than everybody?
So, well,
I have to say that I sang for Kirk in Next Generation like 10 years ago. Harmony College stuff.
So when she loved me, right, and hometown. So have you ever discussed what When She Loved Me is about?
Not as this.
So take 10 seconds. Take 10 seconds, and inside your brain, just give me one or two words that the tune is about. Say it out loud. One or two words. When you perform this piece, what do you think about? What's the image in your head? What? Take a second. Say it together. Go. That's my point. Right there. Is that there's really, and as far as it goes with my category, we look at things the way we look at it as an affect. Presentation looks at it like an effect. How do you affect what you do to deliver on your theme? How do you construct the performance based on whether When She Loved Me is it happy? Is it sad? Have you ever seen the original? Do you know where this comes from?
You guys can take a scene if you want to take it for a second.
Right, go ahead, sit down. I'll make you sing in a second, but it's like read my high school kids, man. They go. Have you ever seen the original?
Yes.
You know where it comes from, right? Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2.
Jessie.
She's under it, right? Under the bed. She's been under the bed for years, gathering dust. And then one day, takes her out in front of the bed. Jessie, the dog, the toy, thinks she's going to be played with, goes in a box. They drive out to this Goodwill place. Girl takes the box out, puts it in front of Goodwill, drives away, and the toy is looking through the hole in the box at her leaving and cannot believe that this has happened. So that's the premise behind the original. Now, do you have to carry that premise into your performance with the arrangement? Not necessarily. Which has got to be grounded in something. Because that then will determine how you sing your phrases, how you bring them in, what the purpose is behind the key change, and the do. This starts off with do, right? Can you sing that? Sit right where you are. Don't move, don't move. Where's the pitch? Just sing that. Don't direct. Sing it and go. The arranger put that in there. And what does it mean? I really need you to consider that. Go ahead.
Background.
Background. Is it background? Does it have a purpose?
Contemplation.
See, and this is where knowing what this chart is about gives this little purpose. Because it happens in the chart, doesn't it? Where does it happen in the chart? It happens right before the bridge, doesn't it? Right? So it allows you to do what? It's contemplative. It's thoughtful. It's internal. It's you weighing emotionally and intellectually what you're actually talking about. When she loves me. And so the years went by. Right? So those two spots, right now the doo-doos kind of go doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And there's no anchoring purpose inside your performance. It's clean, it's in tune, right. But it has no meaning. Okay? Now, when you get to this point here, the stage left, we're talking about the standing like in this performance, right? In this big spread out stuff. You need to know that while the space gives your voice freedom to sing, and I love the concept, my high school kids stand just like that in my chamber choir, all spread out. You must spend time watching the director. This side of the chorus is late, frequently, to the timing of what you're doing. There's a little bit of phasing. Phasing, like marching band phasing. Get a band on a field that's, you know, 60 yards apart, right? One side doing something else, one side doing something else. If they're not together, it causes what they call phasing in marching. Well, this is the same kind of concept. There's a little bit of phasing happening. And why is that happening? It's the difference between looking at your director and watching your director. The analogy is listening and hearing. If you listen for a second, there's all kinds of, you can hear stuff happening in the hallway, you can hear other choruses, you can hear that, but you can hear stuff going over there, going here, but you listen to me right now. And the analogy is the same, from looking to watching. There's some synchronization when you come back in on the A section after the bridge. And again, the swipes that are in there, swipes have purpose. Swipes from one chord to the next are put in by an arranger because they want something to happen. And the purpose behind that is driven from your theme, the idea that drives the performance. Can we sing just a little bit of that? You can sit right there if you want to. Sit right there if you want to. Can we go right from the do-do-do-do's? Right from the very beginning. Begin. Yep. And a move. There you go. And Watch. Let me ask you one more thing. Is that an oo vowel or is that an a vowel? Listen. There's a inside your oo. Was that a music thing or singing thing? That's both. Because it has to be clean up, right? It's the first thing you do. It's the first thing you do. How do you make the sound in here? What happens? Where does the tongue follow the mouth? Forward, up. Where does it say do 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 do? Go. Go do 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 do. How does the tongue move? Does it do this? Do 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 do. Or is it going? Do 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 do. This has nothing to do with that. Do 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 do. Right? Pretty sound. Do it again, right from there. Watch, watch, watch. Are you having these things? What are you doing? It should be do. It should be do. A do, a D stops the end. Do, 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 do. Is gentler. If it's a D, it has to separate.
quite clarify. Can we, something else, look at the last A section after the bridge? Right?
I will always love you.
Right there. Can we start right there?
Yeah.
Lonely.
Lonely. Lonely. Lonely.
Watch.
Never thought she'd look my way, and she smiled at me and held me just like she used to do.
Now, something that makes these vows beautiful is your breath plan. What is your breath plan? Think of that for a second. Start right from lonely. Don't make a sound. I want you to snap your finger. You're going to sing it like this. When you breathe, I want you to do like this. I just want you to snap on your breath plan. Go. Don't make a sound. Sing. Yeah, so that's a question. So, now, sing and snap when you breathe.
Okay.
Now sing it. Now be honest. Now be honest. Be honest. Be honest.
Okay.
And snap when you breathe.
Okay.
Lonely and forgotten. Never thought she'd look my way. She smiled at me and held me just like she used to.
Getting away with your in your line and some catch breaths here and there. People sneak and breaths when they shouldn't. Sneak and breaths when they shouldn't. I love the detail on the tag. There was one moment. There's a suspension. She's on the tag.
When she loves me.
I know it's in the arrangement, but it makes everyone in the music judges. It's like a dog outside. It's like a dog outside, like this, ears are down. Squirrel. Woo! All the music judges go, oh, suspension. I might take that out and just have them do, instead of go right to the second note. Okay? If you do it on a show like that, keep it in. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Don't do the suspension in the contest. Just don't. I'm just being picky, I'm sorry. Don't sing it in the contest. On a show, it's beautiful.
Can you go to the second song a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So
one question I have. You mentioned part of the things that you were looking at was the suitability of the chart to the barbershop style. Did that play into this 68 at all? Or?
Oh, for the first tune or the second one?
The second tune.
Like the 60, first one, second one was a 70.
Well, you got they got them backwards.
They got them backwards.
Yeah,
shouldn't be backwards. Cause, yeah.
So he did 68 on when she left me, and 70.
That would have been more what I was expecting.
Right. That was right.
Right.
So they got it backwards.
They've got them listed backwards. If you could just speak to the up tune a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I like up tune, swing tune, right? Is this a swing tune? Is this a swing tune?
Sometimes.
Three things kill the feeling of swing the fastest. Not singing figures to their written metric value. Quarter note, half note, whole note. Written metrical value. In other words, and I'll show you what I mean by that. We'll sing it a little bit. Second thing, rushing tempo. Be careful. It is not the same thing. Rushing tempo and then singing things of short and metrical value sounds the same. It is a completely different problem. Okay? And the third thing, downbeat, feeling of downbeat, two, three, four, downbeat, two, three, four, downbeat, two, three. So you have to work those three things. You're going to work on swing, work on those three things for this piece. Watch. Homesick. There's a couple of lines in here that say homesick and then when to the word sweet at home. Do you know where those are? Somewhere in the middle of that. There's a whole rubato section of this piece without any meter, right?
I have a little bit of questions about the purpose of that. What are you accomplishing when you do that? Why is that? Can you sing through that rubato section for a second? Do you know what I'm talking about, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Right? This is the part that doesn't have any meter in it, in that middle section. Can you sing through that?
On the road that leads me home, back home, find you'll never find it in the news. I was a little town with small town views. Proud as anyone can be, bet your life I'd like to see my hometown.
How do you convey being homesick through the rubato section? And that's just a thematic questioned approach about if it's meant to be that way, if you're focusing on being homesick. I mean, how do you convey that? How do you convey that thought in that section? Think about that. So here's what I want you to try. Direct them through that. Do it again. Do it differently. Think about the line. Think about the words. Think about being homesick. Think about being homesick. Everybody go like this. Being homesick and go. Now sing through that section. Sing through that section right there. Do that again. But take the idea of homesick being true, felt homesick. Don't change the entry. I want you to deliver on the theme behind that, because it just seems a little disconnected to the rest of it.
You want to take the rhythms differently.
Yep. I'm going to give you just a little bit of challenge. You guys just kind of hook up to the trailer and hang on. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'd love to roam along the road that leads me home. Never find it in the news. A little town with small town views. Proud as anyone can be, bet your life I'd like to see my
idea behind the lyric about being homesick a little bit, okay? And for you, you just get some thoughts about always, John, where's the purpose, all the time. Because you're doing a great job. I'm not meaning to challenge or undermine in front of it, but I always want you thinking about how that delivery impacts what you're doing theme-wise.
Yeah, I've approached it technically the whole way.
Mm-hmm. And then, so here, hometown, right? Here's the dude. You almost deliver it. We were just talking with Ev. It's almost like a foxtrot, like 6/8. Tika da tika da ti. Versus a do da 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 da. So, I'd be interested to see the spots and just. But don't worry about that today. We done. The other guy took more time. So before I go, are there any other questions, guys? Any questions? Anything? I'm sorry, it seems a little disjointed. I apologize, but we're trying to do
a lot of stuff.
40 minutes, right? All right. So send me an email. Let me, I'll be more than happy to.
I think we're probably happier now that we know that the score was backwards.
Yep.
It's an S.K. Grundy chart. It's a society issue.
Oh, is it? So we can find that. So it's probably more of a foxtrot than it is a swing tune.
No, it's 6/8.
Is it written? It's a 6/8.
Yep.
It's written in 6/8,
yep.
Right? Thank you, gentlemen. Please.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.